WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Although the beloved mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson died last summer, her discography has continued to grow. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of three new releases recorded at live concerts.
At a memorial tribute to Lorraine Hunt Lieberson at Boston's Emmanuel Church, where the late singer started out as a violist in the church orchestra before she really launched her professional singing career, her friend and colleague, soprano Susan Larson, talked about Hunt Lieberson's live, almost unbearably live, performances. So chock full of ideas and heat and intimacy and surprise, she colored words like a jazz singer. She could start a tone from nowhere, or from inside her mind, or from another planet. When I heard her sing in person, I never wanted it to end. Three CDs have just been released of live recordings of Hunt Lieberson singing song cycles by two of the composers she was closest to, her husband, Peter Lieberson, and John Harbison, in whose opera The Great Gatsby she made her stunning Metropolitan Opera debut. The Harbison cycle is called North and South, a setting of six poems by my favorite 20th century American poet, Elizabeth Bishop. Each of the cycle's two parts ends with a love poem Bishop never published in her lifetime, and I have a special fondness for these poems because, as the liner note explains, I had a hand in locating and preserving them. In Breakfast Song, a waltz, Bishop is at her most autumnal, like Shakespeare facing the inevitability that she will die before her lover. It's a song that gains special poignancy because of Hunt Lieberson's own premature death. Bishop might have been more eager to publish these poems if she could have heard Hunt Lieberson sing them. The second new CD includes Peter Lieberson's Rilke songs from a 1994 concert at the Ravinia Festival, with pianist Peter Serkin providing the sensitive accompaniment. It's a setting of five of the German poet Rilke's sonnets to Orpheus, poems that deal with more abstract ideas than Bishop's: the nature of human existence, the possibility of transformation, the nature of poetry itself, though the composer says they're really about love. The last song ends, "If what is earthly forgets you, say to the silent earth, I'm flowing. To the rushing water speak, I am."
Thank you.
A second new CD includes Peter Lieberson's Rilke songs from a 1994 concert at the Ravinia Festival, with pianist Peter Serkin providing the sensitive accompaniment. It's a setting of five of the German poet Rilke's sonnets to Orpheus, poems that deal with more abstract ideas than bishops: the nature of human existence, the possibility of transformation, the nature of poetry itself, though the composer says they're really about love. The last song ends, "If what is earthly forgets you, say to the silent earth, I'm flowing. To the rushing water speak, I am." One of Lorraine Hunt Lieberson's last public appearances was singing her husband's Neruda songs, a setting of five of the famous Chilean poet's 100 love sonnets, with James Levine leading his revitalized Boston Symphony Orchestra. I'm particularly moved by the third song, in which she repeats with greater and greater urgency the opening line, "Don't go far off. Not even for a day." Besides our memories of Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, her recordings are now what we have left, and these new ones are among her most moving and most ravishing. I also hope that these are just the tip of the iceberg, that more of her live, living performances will become part of a more permanent recorded legacy.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed three new recordings by the late Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, released since her death last summer.